Hi, this is James Lawther, and welcome to the Kickstart. So this is part one of the introduction, and the objective of this is really just to show you how a Kickstart session works, what you can expect to get out of it, and also to be explicit about what some of the core concepts are, and make you feel comfortable that you really understand how the whole thing hangs together. So with that in mind, first question, what's the aim of a Kickstart? So a Kickstart will give you all the material and information you need during a half-day working session, so that you can really start to kick off your service improvement activity. And by the end of the event, what you'll have done is you'll have taken a group of between 15 and 100 people, depending on how comfortable you feel about things, through the first stages of a service improvement program. And you'll have generated some clear, actionable ideas, prioritised them, and the key thing really is you'll get the momentum that you need to improve your service. So I'd look for five specific outcomes at the end of your session. Now the first of these is to get some excitement and enthusiasm amongst you guys. Your staff really should be in a position where they can get excited about what's going on and understand how it will be worthwhile. So the second point is you should get a sound knowledge of the principles and understand how to make service improvement projects work. How do you give your customer the best service and how do you reduce cost? So the third thing you'll get out of this is a real understanding of how your business processes currently work and get an idea of what the really big hits are that you could do. What could you do to fundamentally make things better? The fourth thing you'll get is a clear list of things that your guys can start to work on now. Some quick wins, some real action plans. And finally, you'll get a signed management contract, and that'll act as the next steps for what you do after the event, how you take things forward. So once you finish the session, what you'll have is all the impetus you need to implement a successful service improvement program. Now, how does it really work? Well, Kickstart contains three core modules, and that's what provides the structure to the session. The first part of it is a simple game. So what this does is engages your staff in a simple, lively process improvement game. And why do you use a game? Well, for three reasons, really. First of all, it'll energise your staff. It's not just another presentation. The game acts as a simple metaphor, and it'll explain the rules of service improvement. And finally, it really demonstrates and emphasises the positive spiral that you can get between A, employee engagement, and B, service improvement. And if you get those two things working together, it's amazing how far you can get. Stage two is feedback on your current performance. So what stage two does is it looks at your current performance. So by the end of this, what you'll have done is you'll have looked at how your business works overall, and you'll have done that in a number of ways. The first thing you'll do is really describe how your business works. What are the key things? You'll then provide really invaluable feedback to your sponsor about what the reality of the situation is. And you'll have highlighted the really big things you could do to improve the situation. And then you'll have discussed that with them, so you end up with a hit list of improvement activity and really gain some management commitment to action. Stage three is all about generating improvement projects. Now the final stage of the session is all about employee-led improvement projects, stuff that they can start to run with instantly. And by the end of this stage, what you'll have is you'll have determined what the key issues are that prevent your employees from delivering great service, so the day-to-day things that get in their way. Once again, you'll have prioritised these and you'll have developed some solutions for them. And once again, you'll have gained agreement from the sponsor to their implementation. So, by the time you finish the whole thing, you'll have achieved three things. The first thing is you'll have run the game and you'll have engaged people in what service improvement is all about. The second thing is you'll have looked at it from a top-down perspective and you'll have provided really invaluable information to your sponsor about how things really work. And then finally, you'll have generated a whole host of bottom-up quick win opportunities that your guys can start to run with there and then. Now, in addition to the three core modules, Kickstart will give you some background information into the whys and wherefores of service improvement. It'll also give you clear guidance in how you need to set a Kickstart up, so what do you need to do about attendees or sponsors or logistics. Finally, what you'll also get is a whole host of links to other resources so that you can continue your service improvement efforts after the event. All of the materials are provided as presentations, text documents and audio recordings, so you'll be able to learn how to run a Kickstart event in the way that best suits you. In terms of next steps, I suppose first of all, I'd advise you to take the time to read through, look and listen to the material. Then the second thing to do is run a practice session. Practice makes perfect, so you really need to get familiar with how the whole thing hangs together. And then finally, once you understand how it all works, set up and run your own Kickstart event. Now the first thing I'd like to do now is talk you through a little bit of background information. A Kickstart revolves around six key points. Now these aren't new, I'd love to tell you that they are, but they're not, and there's nothing terribly revolutionary here. But it is worth being explicit about them before you start, because they'll help you put the whole thing into context. Now possibly the most important point is that good service doesn't cost you money. Now believe it or not, good service is the cheapest place you can operate from. Everybody jumps to the conclusion that good service will cost you money, but that's not the case at all. Now whilst we'll talk about giving a Rolls-Royce service, the thing is that Rolls-Royce don't provide a service at all, they provide a product. Good service is different. Good service is about giving your customer exactly what they want and what they expect when they want it. So service improvement isn't about changing the specification of what you offer, the insurance product or the flight to Miami. Your customers have already bought into that. Service improvement is about making sure you get it right every time. Now that's important for two reasons. The first one is that getting it right is really simple. It's just a matter of fixing things that don't work. We're not talking about long debates about what your service offering should be. It's just about fixing things. And secondly, if you get it right first time, at the risk of being obvious about it, you won't have to do it twice. And doing things twice is what costs you money. So by definition, providing good service is a cost saving. It's not an investment at all. The second thing I'd like you to think about is that people who do the work know the work. Now, if you've been really honest with yourself, you know. You know what the issues are with the service you offer. You've worked there long enough, and you know what your customer think, and you've read enough complaints, and you've seen enough QA reports, and you've spoken to enough customers, and you know what the problems are. Now that point's really important, because a Kickstart doesn't rely on customer feedback or any type of customer survey. All the activity you start with will be generated by your own staff. It's their view of the world, and it's not asking customers. Now, there are two reasons why I suggest you take this approach. The first is waiting for customer surveys takes time, and it's better to start now. And secondly, if you act on your employees' feedback, and let's just assume they're absolutely wrong, but if you act on their feedback, you'll still make the world a better place. They'll be far more engaged. And let's be honest, your employees aren't going to be wrong. They know what the issues are. So not only will you improve the service you offer, but you'll really start to drive engagement. Now you might encounter a little bit of resistance along the way that you're not working on the real customer issues. But a Kickstart is all about making a start. Start's the key word here. It's about creating momentum, and it's about moving forward in the right general direction. I'm not really interested in analysis and customer insight. You can do that once you've got underway. The key thing is to make a start. I had a boss once, and he used to say to me something along the lines of, it's better to be moving than be stopped. And if you're moving in the right direction, then that's a real bonus. So remember that. A Kickstart's about making a start, and your staff know what the key things are to do. The third point is that you should take out your own rubbish. Now, I really believe that in every successful organisation, people have two jobs. One is to do their job, and the second thing they should do is do their job better. Now, the Kickstart programme focuses on what individuals can do for themselves. It's not about assuming that somebody else is going to come and fix some issues for you. At the end of the event, you'll end up with a list of projects, all of which need to be implemented. And nobody, and I use that word quite strongly, nobody is going to come and do this for you. They're not going to be magically implemented. It'll come down to your team to run with whatever they come up with. Nobody else is going to do it for them. Now, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but let's be brutally honest about this up front. Anybody who thinks that somebody else is going to come along and solve all of their problems is going to be sadly disillusioned at the end of it, whatever their walk in life. The fourth thing I'd like you to think about is that you should worry about fixing what you can fix. As Stephen Covey would say, worry about your circle of influence. Let's not worry too much about our circle of concern. A Kickstart will highlight and focus on a bunch of issues that were within your team's gift to do something about. And it deliberately sidesteps the issues that they can't do anything about. If it's not within your team's ability to change it, they can't change it. So let me give you an example. Personally, I'm worried about global warming, but I can't do anything about the Kyoto Protocol. What I can do is buy my electricity from sustainable sources or stop using aerosols. Those are things I can influence, and those are the things I need to make a start with. Now that might sound like I'm ducking the issue, but I'm not. The more action you can create, the more people will sit up and take notice. And the more people take notice, the bigger your sphere of influence will become. And in the long run, you'll be able to tackle the big issues. But to do that, you need to take action now, and you need some patience and you need some perseverance. But fundamentally, it's about action. Fifth thought I'd like to leave you with is lots of small stuff makes a difference. Your Kickstart will generate a number of small initiatives. And they will be small because they're things that your staff can do themselves. Now it's easy to decry this small stuff as not being strategic. But it's far better to have one small thing implemented than 10 big things that you're still talking about. And there's another very important point here, which is all about empowering your staff to make their service better. And the more you empower them, the more pride they will take. And the more pride they take, the better your service will become, and the more they'll do things about it. And you'll get into a virtuous spiral. Now, whilst that might be a bit of an intangible benefit, it really is worth its weight in gold. The final point, the thing I'll leave you with on this session, is that managers should manage. And what do I mean about that? Because it sounds obvious. What most managers will do is they'll surround themselves in analysis because they're scared of getting things wrong. They'll ask for second opinions, they'll refer decisions up the tree, they'll get ratification. And the issue is that all this cost and delay and rework actually means that you're probably worse off than you would have been if you'd made a decision in the first place. Because let's be honest, if you can make a wrong decision quickly, you can back away from it quickly as well. So the real trick is to get on with it. So central to the Kickstart event is a presentation to a sponsor. And it's the sponsor who makes a decision there and then. If they delay making that decision, it'll kill all the momentum and enthusiasm. Managers are paid to manage. It's obvious really, isn't it? And that includes making decisions. So, that's the end of the first session of the Kickstart. I hope it gave you something to think about. In the next section, what we'll do is we'll start to talk about what you need to do to set up your own Kickstart event. Thank you very much for listening.